Brought to you by Penguin.
No Country for Eight-Spot Butterflies by Julian Ogun. Read by Kevin Shen. Introduction by Arundhati Roy. Often, in moments of despair, I think of us, the human race, all packed into a public bus that is hurtling toward the edge of a cliff while we bicker over which songs to sing. Perhaps we can at least agree to stop that squabbling now, because here's a songbook for us, with songs that are worth singing out loud, even if we're going down. No Country for Eight-Spot Butterflies, or, for that matter, swiftlets, starlings, or slender-toed geckos, is testimony to the music of survival in a tone-deaf world, of poetry amid a language heist, of tenderness in the face of myriad forms of relentless violence with the annihilation of everything coded into it. Julian Ogun offers the kind of intelligence that has been eroded, almost to extinction, by another, far baser form of intelligence, narrowed, blunted, weaponized, and harnessed wholly in the service of modern capitalism and its ideas of progress and happiness. There are songs of love here, deeply personal as well as epic and political. There are songs of rage and resistance, songs of death and redemption, songs of extinction, songs of oceans and islands, drowning songs, swimming songs, fish songs, fuck you songs. And then there are the footnotes that make you laugh and cry. Love letters, ridiculous anecdotes, and a description of how the author peed with joy after reading the climax of a book he loved. This book is an embrace. Arundhati Roy. P.S. I wrote this very short introduction because I wanted to formally and officially be included in its embrace, even if we're going down. The Properties of Perpetual Light. The writers I love most are almost always on a mission: to save the world one sentence at a time, to redeem us and to rescue back our righteous minds. These writers risk not only the criticism of their peers, as earnestness is said to ruin art, but also the possibility that their words will be mangled and misunderstood. Still, they offer up their gifts, hoping, as the brilliant black feminist Audre Lorde had hoped, that their words can close some of the gap between blindness and our better selves. Of course, I don't mean to invoke blindness in an ableist sense, such that having a visual disability is equated with not being able to understand, recognize what matters, or think deeply. Rather, I appreciate Audre Lorde's insight about oppressed people, that we are always being asked to stretch a little more, to bridge the gap between blindness and humanity. Ms. Lorde was a boss who leaned into her power, made profound intellectual contributions to the cause of racial and gender justice, and suffered absolutely no fools. In other words, these writers do language, but they also do battle. And the battle is on. Whether we like it or not, whether we choose to deny it or not, climate change has put us on an unforgiving timeline. If the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, special report on global warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius is to be believed, we have about 8 years left to get our collective shit together, curb our emissions, and ensure the future habitability of the Earth. Ensure there is a future. And the questions fall to the soul.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?